evening, Patriots. So tomorrow night is Expedition Cafe. And tomorrow night's Expedition Cafe is going to be a Q&A. So if you have questions, you can drop them here tonight. And I think the mods are going to pick them up. And if you want to drop more questions in Telegram, which is even better, do that. And then tomorrow we'll go through the questions. And it's been a while since we've done it, so I figured that's a good idea. And a lot of things have been happening. So that's for tomorrow night, Expedition Cafe. And what else is exciting besides the fact that Bart's Fest is going to be massive? We know it's going to be massive. And why do we know it's going to be massive? Because Patriots are starting to talk, and it's starting to move, and it's going to be Patriots all over the world, and because God's behind it. And today we saw the first templates of our new website. Oh, you're going to like it. Can't tell you more. Surprise. But it's coming. And of course, you know what we're doing on Bard's Fest, right? The Slipper Revolution. So what's the Slipper Revolution if you didn't catch it in the last 3 days? It is literally wearing slippers to one of the days. It has so many reasons to it, and I'm not going to get into all of them tonight because I have some other stuff I want to cover, but go back and listen to, I think it was Friday night and Saturday night, Friday night and Thursday night. That's the good ones to listen to. We'll do more about it, but basically, we want everybody to get a pair of my slippers from My Pillow, and you can buy those with the Bards code, B-A-R-D-S. That's the code, Bards. You can save about 40% on them, and we're going to support Mike Lindell's company in force, and we're going to go there on the day that he speaks, and we're all going to wear My Pillow slippers, and we're going to celebrate the success of an amazing company that has given so much to this nation, a CEO that is loves this country, loves this people, and gives so much in the name of God and Christ. And we're going to elevate up a company, and then somewhere in there we're going to slip in those seven companies we're going to absolutely decimate that turned our back on America. But the big thing is to get your slippers. They're comfy, too, if you didn't know that. Oh, man, they're so comfy. So head on over to MyPillow. Get your slippers with the promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. Share it with friends and family. Buy a pair for yourself. Buy a pair for someone in need. How's that? We're going to turn this whole country into a My Slipper country. So Bard's Fest is August 26th to the 29th. We're going to get all the true Patriots are going to wear My Slippers by the time we're done. And we're going to have Bard's Fest, and the Slipper Revolution is all going to be there. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be incredible. Indoor, outdoor venues, lots of people. I think we're going to see probably in that 3.5 days, I think we're probably going to see close to 1 million people on the ground. It's going to be awesome. So get ready. Get ready, Patriots. This is going to be a no kidding, bring God into this country and shock the world into getting on their knees again, because we need to get back to God. And that's kind of where things are right now. So I'm going to begin tonight. Don't forget, remember to go over and get your My Slippers. I had to throw it in one more time. So I'm going to begin tonight with something really cool. And it came in the mail today, and unexpected. And it's a poem. And it's from a patriot, and I'll read her name. I think she's okay with that. But it's dedicated. This poem is dedicated to Scott Kesterson of Bards of War and the beautiful Patriot B-Dad family. It's absolutely love. And it's an awesome poem. And I'm going to read it, and you're going to enjoy it. It choked me up a little bit today, so hopefully I will get through this and not get choked up like I did today. But if I do, just bear with me, because it was pretty powerful. This is by Leslie Barrow. She's a great patriot. And she wrote this. So here we go. My country, 'tis of thee I sing. Long lost in peril, oh, how my eyes sting. Like a thief in the night, evil infiltrated. My country lost its brilliance as evildoers betrayed it. Holy cow. Feminists rose and brave men were berated. Esteem and commitment for cheap lust were traded. False gods, flipped genders, their tools of confusion, race wars, sex wars, two parties, division. Holy cow. The devil came in like a roaring lion, deceiving our children like Eve by denying the power of God and his love for his children. They've turned their own way and don't know that they're dying. Holy cow. Holy cow. Holy cow. Like sheep led to slaughter, the millions did fall. Loud, arrogant voices drowned out heaven's call. How did it happen? Who's to blame? Where is judgment? Where is shame? While men sat in silence, the evil one came. Holy cow. And they smiled, they smirked, they fooled countless masses, conniving, conspiring to cover their asses. They lied through their teeth, fire poured out of their mouths, their poisons, their symbols, the awakened did arouse. Holy cow. They relish their goals, every wicked intention. Their sins are so deep, too chilling to mention. Dirtbaggeries, backstabbers, child grabbers, killers, thieves, but good men, God's children, humble souls, roll up their sleeves. Holy cow, holy cow, holy cow. Ah, they will not kill us or break our resolve. All their plans are thwarted, they will not absolve. Our beautiful land, every soul in God's image, as patriots we rise, men and women of courage. Holy cow. We reject their perversions, their insults, their lies. Called to pick up their pieces, together we rise. Restore our republic, our flag now raise. To our father's faith we return. Give to God all our praise. Holy cow. We are warriors for Christ, God's digital soldiers. Spirit sword, shield of faith, belt of truth makes us bolder. Reclaiming our birthright, through hell's darkness prevail. With love, where we go one, we go all. We all hail. Holy cow. Holy cow. Holy cow. The poem is titled, Holy Cow. Dedicated to the BDAD family. Amazing and beautiful piece. I think we might have to read it at Bard's Fest. I like it. I'm going to keep it. So a big thank you to that patriot. And a big thank you to all you patriots. We are not going to bow. And we will never give in. And these are the sort of powerful words that come from our hearts, which come from God's passion through us. And this is when God speaks through us in so many great ways. This is really a beautiful time. We're seeing so much awaken in patriots right now. And it's such a blessing. We have some really good interviews coming up next week. And kind of leave that for tomorrow to announce all of them. But I had a good conversation with one of the doctors on Dr. Tenpenny's team. And he's going to go into this more. It's Dr. Larry Pilevsky. He's going to go into more of this next week. But what's really disturbing is it really what we're witnessing right now is a collapse of the ability to reason. People have been so brainwashed and so inundated with this sort of short-term repetitious thinking that, as you'll hear him discuss, when his work in medicine is all around children, and he talks very much about this idea of what, or the point of when a child is developing, there is literally what we call a lizard brain, a reptilian brain in us. We have that strange development piece if you've ever seen the embryo develop. And there's a point when what they call when the child is in this early development, what they call reptilian brain. When the child doesn't have any reason or a questioning, it's just wants, wants, wants. And there's more to it than that, but I'm oversimplifying. And as he was explaining to me today, and he's going to go into it more next week. When the child begins to open a cupboard door, it's a very important point in their development because they begin to question and they begin to ask questions about life. And in that process, they developed this process of reason and challenging their world. But it's all based on questioning. What we're witnessing right now in our world is the millions of people, literally, that aren't questioning. They're just obeying. And so much of that has collapsed in their, what has collapsed in their thinking is their ability to reason. It's interesting how our founding fathers talked about this, passion versus reason. Reason is that ability to question, and to constantly never trust things unless you're pursuing them and looking for facts, but also avoiding those traps of confirmation bias. And as we start to be saturated with a material world where we are being overrun by wants of our own, and we're separating ourselves from God, where it's a world walked in by God, where we are literally giving ourselves to God and He's guiding us. When we work in that place of the me, we are literally detaching ourselves from one of the most powerful gifts we've ever been given, which is reason, the question. God gave us reason. He gave us the right to question. In fact, you can read the Bible and ask questions, as you should. There shouldn't be an obedience to every word. There should be a question in your mind. There should be a seeking to explore more, to ask questions, to dig more. That's the purpose of growing. It's what evolves into our ability to look into this world and think critically. And that's what makes us human. When we are obedient, like slaves, which is what we're witnessing out here, unfortunately, this is what you get. When you tell somebody this injection is going to destroy you, it's literally a death injection. They're going to tell you, no, it's not. That's just conspiracy, because they're not going to reason past that. They're in a hyper state of fear and anxiety, which is something that they have developed to a large degree because they don't have the solidity and faith with God. When we have great faith in our lives, there is no fear. And it's so important that we have that place. Now, the one thing I can say, I think very profoundly, is that Bard's Digital Army Division, aka BDADS, is an amazing community of patriots that do question. They don't always like what they hear, and that's a wonderful thing because people then challenge and they question and they debate, but it's the respectful questioning to open our minds. Not everybody likes what every speaker I have on here or guest I have on here says, but it's a discussion that ensues to question, to ask questions, to explore. Maybe it leads you a different place you didn't expect, maybe it doesn't, but the point is that we can't be obedient. We have to continue to exercise our mind to ask questions, because that's that higher order of reasoning. And it happens when we're doing that through the understanding that we are part of a God, the living God, the one God. And we are part of Him through Christ to the Father, but we are part of God. It's not us walking out here like some soul, dead soul. We're part of God. So when we're pushing a question out there, we're doing so with the reverence of what we're committed to. And it's the questions that God would want us to ask. Imagine a child. So you imagine raising a child. Now imagine God's raising us. Would you want your child, some would, I guess, would you want your child to be obedient and not ever ask questions, just to do like a robot? I would hope not. And God has no intention of wanting his children to do the same, and yet we are witnessing his children doing exactly that. Our age, when we say children, is irrelevant. We're all children in God's eyes. Some are of newborn and have a very pure and beautiful way of seeing the world. They can see and hear things in its true essence because they're not yet polluted with the corruptions of this world. Through some sort of midlife, I think we all gain some measure of arrogance to start to think that we're bigger than we actually are. And then as we get older, hopefully, life has been enough real that it brings us down to some reality and we anchor deeper and deeper into our relationship with God to humble ourselves and ultimately gain the wisdom that God has had there for us waiting the whole time. It's a beautiful walk, though, when we begin to question. We should be questioning. Unfortunately, in a world where we are now, over many generations, there has been a systematic excitement of the parts of the brain, which in the medical community would refer to as the reptilian part of the brain, that has very little emotion, very little care for anything other than what it needs now. And unfortunately, what we are watching is a mass group of people whose reptilian brain is on full force and their human part of their brain is gone to sleep. Now, I say all this and share all this not because we need to just wash our hands and walk away. Quite to the contrary, I think the biggest challenge that we have, and I think if we look at one of the greatest gifts the Q movement gave to the world, was asking questions. Question everything. Because in doing so, you're exercising your mind. You're not looking at things as static. You're willing to explore the impossible. Right now, people can't reason in their head that it is possible that there are some psychopaths in this world that literally would develop agents that are designed to sterilize the public, that are designed to maim them, that are designed to destroy them. They can't imagine that, and they don't want to imagine that. They're living in this confirmation bias that everything is okay. They just want to see what they want to see, that everything's going to be okay, that we're all going to get to have lollipops and candy and probably some sort of caramel corn or something at the end of the day. Cotton candy, that's what I was trying to think of. Such a mess, cotton candy. As a kid, it's so bad for you. It's all like whatever that is that they put on that cardboard stick and you eat it and it gets sticky and pink goo all over your fingers. Gross. But you have to have it once in your life. It's just plain gross sugar. But anyway, we need to be asking questions. And the questions that we need to be putting forward to people are questions that we can tie into with facts and things that they can research. That's up to each one of us to try to develop that lexicon in questioning. It's not, you're not going to get anywhere if you tell somebody you're going to, well, I do it every night, but oh well. We're not probably not making a lot of headway when we get to the other side and I say, oh, by the way, you're going to die. They're probably not like, oh yeah, sure. Well, unfortunately, kind of true. Truth bombs kind of hurt. But when we're trying to engage people to open them up, it is important to ask those questions. And I just read something on the board. Yeah, I don't think that question works either, which is the one, or the statement, which is, by the way, you're retarded because you took the shot. That's not how we win friends and make friends and so forth and expand the awareness. Oh, man, that's hilarious. But sometimes it's deserved, though. Sometimes you just go, yeah, you're absolutely retarded. Like I said, a friend of mine the other day said he's going to revive the word retard into the full lexicon of the English language after what he's seen this last year. I tend to agree with him. He's a great American, too. So anyway, I think the point that we have to get to here is it's not just the people we're engaging, but it's truly the power of what we each have to do. We need to never stop asking questions. Never. We have to constantly question everything. And even when it's uncomfortable. We've had Jim Pugh on, who has challenged some real, put some real powerful questions forward about Eve and the relationships Eve had in the garden and what it meant to be eating the apple or what that metaphor is. Not everybody liked that. In fact, I know some people that almost lost their mind over it, but that's okay. We should be challenged to ask those questions because when you get to those places and M.A. Patriot. Yes, you're right, M.A. Patriot. Some did lose their mind. Oh, man, I'll tell you. That was quite the little scene we had over that interview. It was drama beyond drama. I just can't even tell you what happened on the... If you were around on some of the Telegram rooms, you would have seen exactly what I'm talking about. It was hyperbolic insanity. So anyway, continuing. We have to continue to ask questions and challenge things. It doesn't mean that the challenges, and when we challenge things, it's putting it to God for prayer as well. Many times things are answered by God in very unique ways, and sometimes it's drips of answers that allow us to ask more questions. We need to develop and mature as His children, not be static and sit there and just obey. That's not why He put us here. In fact, the irony of that is that where we are right now in this discussion and in this world is that if we look at the book of Enoch, that is truly one of the critical points of the fall, was that the fallen, led by who we refer to now as Lucifer, was in dispute with God because God wanted man to explore and then to ask those questions, to devolve, and then to decide by free will to come back to Him to receive their full inheritance. Lucifer, on the other hand, wanted men to be told who to obey and to obey them and to essentially be told who to worship and be instructed therein. Essentially, one model is to enslave humankind. The other model is to free humankind. And God's way is to free us, to give us sovereignty. And as we work through God, we raise up this powerful, powerful existence where we truly learn the meaning of freedom and being sovereign in the world. But it generates so much of that from asking questions in the world. Think about Leonardo da Vinci. He didn't accomplish his great things by obeying. He took an enormous amount of criticism for what he did. But he never accepted anything as status quo. He always looked at things as a way to do better, to do different, to think beyond what the limitations were. No one could ever tell him no. No one could ever tell him he couldn't. Our greatest limit is this world around us that is constantly telling us we can't. This mask is the worst of it. You can't do this without a mask. You can't do that without a mask. Right now, the rules are so bizarre. You can now go without a mask indoors if you have taken an injection. And of course, many of the businesses are saying, okay, no mask unless you've had an injection, but we can't check your injection. It's this absolute insanity in our world right now. And the worst part about it is it's crushing the gift of our talents and gifts. It's crushing, and it's doing it across the board with so many, even patriots of faith, because it's the obsession of the rules and the anxiety of the rules that are infecting them. And patriots, every one of us has to step away from that and be cognizant of the fact that none of that can affect us. We have to live through God. We have to ask the questions. We have to elevate our consciousness, and we have to realize that in this process of questioning and opening our eyes to the greater world around us, there are many things that we're going to see differently. Every time, for example, it happened, I read it this morning, and I think I read Ephesians 6, 10 to 18 this morning. or it was last night, one of the two. And here's what I'm getting at is I read it, and as I'm reading it, it's like another layer of clarity is coming to me from that. It's something that's amazing that God's doing is he's, as we do this, just through scripture alone, as we're reading scripture and we're living in this unbelievable Muppet show that we're part of right now. We need the chef. You ever seen the chef? I love the chef on the Muppets. He is so cool. We need him. We seriously need this guy right now. And we need him up in the White House. He'd be mixing up a one heck of... And then we need Beaker. Beaker and the scientists. Those are, I mean, if we had those as like our president and vice president, I'd be pretty comfortable right now, actually. I'd be like, oh, good. One's going to blow up the White House and one's going to bake us some sort of crazy cake. That's awesome. Oh, I think this is perfect. We are in the Muppet Show. But as we look around in this Muppet Show and we ask ourselves questions and we're challenging ourselves to question, it's the exercise that allows us to begin to see beyond what is before us. One of the reasons I tell you to read and keep up with Real Raw News is not whether Real Raw News is all right. I don't know. But what I know is the narratives that they provide there, when you take them back out, there's many things that start to, your mind is working at a different level when you're doing that because you're not being stovepiped. No one else is reporting like Real Raw News. And it sure as heck isn't what CNN is saying, and it sure as heck isn't what the Gateway Pundit is saying. But when you start to look at something like Real Raw News and you're listening to Gateway Pundit, for example, and of course, you're coming here to this amazing podcast, which we all love, which is Bards FM. And you're listening to X22 and you're listening to iPod. In these sorts of things, when you're out here doing this, Red Pill 76 or 78. Just so many good channels out there. But when we are listening to what you can, because that's a lot of material each day people are trying to take in, but giving yourself kind of these extremes, right? I mean, I throw in Real Raw News, not because it's, I can prove it, I can't. But I add it into the narrative because it's making my mind work as well. It's making my mind ask questions. Can I prove this? What are the signs that this could be true? What anomalies are happening out here that may indicate this is true or false? Where are the voices that are they're speaking of? Where is Mike Pence these days? Where is Schumer? Where is Nadler? Where is half the Hollywood right now? Why are they silent? You're asking questions, which are questions you need to ask, and your mind's working, and it's providing you with an answer every time, which is something's not right. The reality we're seeing is not true, and it's helping you rationalize through this and starting to give you some answers. The answers are coming from your reason, and then when you take that to God in prayer, you're helping, it's in bolstering your ability to see in this world. We are literally working in frequencies. We're not working in tangible realities other than the fact we're told it's tangible. Nothing in this world is fixed. We're just told it is. That's who we believe it is. And that's another problem. You know, imagine the fact that God gave us the keys to the world, which is literally faith. You can move a mountain from here to there. All you need is the faith of a mustard seed. And we grow up and saying, oh, maybe. And then the world around us says, that's bunk. That's garbage. That's just some voodoo stuff that they tell us, some metaphor they teach you in the Bible. That's not true. And so we believe it. And we become fixed in status state. Rather than realizing that what we were given in that amazing statement is we were given the keys to the quantum nature and who we are. As a quantum nature, we can literally shift our reality from here to there if we have faith and we're connected through God. That's pretty profound. And yet, we reject it so much across society because it's a lot easier to believe that this thing that came from China called COVID is going to kill you and wipe you out. And the only way through it is to have man create a substance that will do more for you than God's immune system. And when you take it, even though they keep telling you that it's not going to cure it, you're going to be better, because in your mind, you're convinced yourself that you have to have a shot to make yourself better, because no other way it's going to be through there, because working through God is not going to do it. I mean, that's the insanity that we're at. We are all spiritual first. Our relationship with God is first and everything else. And that's not a statement I say because of we are believers. It's a statement because in this world, we are all spiritual first. The deception is that we are all physical first. That's the deception. And with that deception of being that we are all physical first, we're able to buy this nonsense and these lies that says that medical community can save you by giving you an injection, by giving you a pill. You can feel better by buying a new car and getting yourself in debt. Oh, don't worry about the debt. It'll go away over time. And if you're good about it, you can pay your car down in about 3 years and you can refinance your car and sell the other one and you can get a new car and keep yourself in debt more, but you can have a new car. See, this is the sort of insanity that we're working in this perpetual cycle of getting us fixed into this time and space and this reality instead of realizing our true nature. We are quantum. We are quantum in nature. And that, if we could totally embrace that and realize that, all this stuff around us right now, we'd just be sitting here literally like sitting around having a beer or a soda or whatever you want, and you'd be like, this is absolutely insane that these people really think they could sell us this garbage. But that's where we have to be. And we have to hold that line. And you can't get too emotionally wrapped around the decisions of those that are making these decisions, because even though I hear this daily about having some empathy towards those that make the decisions, we are all accountable by free will and choices we make. Yes, some are being deceived. I get that. But as I've said many times, the word and name President Donald J. Trump, Donald J. Trump, or Trump, however you want to say it, has touched every soul, every mind in this world, probably in the universe at this point in time. And in doing so, there is nobody that has not been confronted with the idea that at some point they must question the media, and at some point they must question the narrative. Everybody has been confronted with that. Anybody that hates him still has listened to him, and what they're doing is they're denying the question that he's putting before them, which is, you need to take responsibility. And nobody, so many people don't like that. They don't want to hear, take a responsibility. And at the center of all things is responsibility and accountability. And that's the only way we're going to move forward. So Patriots, we're on an amazing and blessed path. We're building an amazing journey together. And we're doing so with this amazing relationship and power and love that we have of God, and bringing God through our hearts once again and letting God guide us rather than us thinking that we could guide ourselves. We're not intended to do that. We're still children. And so we turn to Father and we say, guide us, lead us. And he says, sure. And he guides us and he leads us. We still get to drive. But if we listen, he's pointing where we need to go. And he expects that we're going to stumble. And he expects that we're going to bruise our knee once in a while. Might even crack our head open once in a while. And it's all right. Because that's part of learning. But like all things, we have to return to him. We return to him and we say, God, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. And he says, that's okay. Get back up. You got to get back up and you got to keep fighting and you got to keep pushing, and you can never, ever let in, because the world isn't easy. I didn't give you an easy world to be in. I just asked you to occupy the land and to do so by trusting in me. And in the process, what I've asked you to do is to love your neighbors as you would want to be loved, to give aid to those in need, and to protect and give voice to the innocent. That's what I've asked. Can you do that? And I think all of us honestly can say yes. And then he adds the caveat, have faith. Remember, vengeance is mine. It may not be easy, but I sacrificed my son for you. Embrace him in your heart. Through Christ, you return to me and you have everlasting life. Sounds like a pretty good deal to me. And we're on that right path. So let's keep it going. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening to once again come together to reflect deeply on your words, your wisdoms, and all that you give us in this world. And Lord, we are truly humbled. We thank you for what you've given us and what you continue to gift us. We thank you for the path that we're on and the time in which we are living. We thank you for the challenges put before us and the demands on us to truly let go of this other world and to embrace this new. And no, Lord, we don't know where we're going all the time, most of the time, in fact. But what we do know is our faith and trust is in you fully. And we will never bow and we will never bend. This evil is a dark evil. It's an evil that seeks to strip us of our humanity, to destroy our children, to do worse, to even prevent others from having children. It's an evil, Lord, that is striking at the very soul of who we are. We pray for the many that have yet to awaken to realize what that is, and we equally pray for the many that are standing to give them strength and protection and the resolve to never, ever give in. And so, Lord, on this day, as we reflect, we also reflect deeply on those last moments in Christ's walk, carrying the cross, the strength that that took, the resolve that that took, the conviction that that took in his heart. May you bless us with all of that. May we walk in this time with that in our hearts, the strength that Christ showed us to be the true warrior of all things. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Love is the power to destroy evil. You have this game, rock, paper, scissors. Add a fourth. Rock, paper, scissors, and love. And I will guarantee every time you pull the love card, you win the game. That's where we are. We have to choose that path. We have to choose it boldly, relentlessly, fiercely. It is a war. It's a war of a different nature. And we can apply the adjectives of war to the intensity of our love and prayer. Remove anger from your heart, replace it with righteousness. And there we stand boldly and are never going to give in. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Always press into the fight. Remember, God is always with us. Our prayers are literally the weapons of this war. And in the end, God will always win. So have a very blessed night, Patriots. Many thanks again to Leslie Barrow for her beautiful poem. I will see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Eastern. Tomorrow night at Expedition Cafe, we have Q&A. So until then, or until the next time, God bless. Good night. Thank you. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through. Fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now. I can see it now. We're on the edge of a moment. Been out of our depth, now we're diving in. The light up ahead, we're running to every broken dream fails. it's down over the hill where the lost got found. Reaching through somehow. Oh, you're an island when the world is too loud. When the seasons change, I know the space between us will stay the same. Resting on this faith, when your soul answers calls far away. Sometimes